Good morning, everyone. It's a little after 9 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. And today we're going to be reading in the 91st Psalm as one of our favorite passages in the Bible. I'll just make a few comments about it, and then I'll have Mark read the chapter for us. This chapter is all about the protection of God. And it says that we will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That He's our refuge, He's our fortress. And that He would deliver us from the snare of the fowler. and from the noisome pestilence. And I've often kidded around with my son and my wife that when we moved to Pineville, Missouri, He delivered us from the noisome pestilence. You know, we're no longer in a dense area. Well, we haven't lived in a dense area for a long time. In fact, I don't think I've ever lived in a real high density area. I lived in Prairie Village at one time in Leawood, but Kansas. But He delivered us from the noisome pestilence. Have you ever got around someone that just constantly chatter, 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 chatterbox? And you want to just be delivered from that. You want a little silence. You want to hear the song, Silence is Golden, you know. It also likens us to a bird, likes God to a bird protecting its young when it says that He shall cover you with His feathers, okay, and under His wings we will trust. And it dresses terror by day and an arrow that flieth by night. He says that 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. And He says that we will see what happens to the wicked in our lifetime. And I've seen it. I've seen it over and over and over. One of the principal people that came against me on my case, is no longer living. Actually, the governor that came against me of the state, him and his son are no longer living. One of the principal defendants of the against me is no longer living. So we've seen it when people come against us. It says that no evil shall befall us, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And He says that He will give His angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. You know, if God's sovereign over Lucifer, He's also sovereign over His elect angels as well. And He says that we will tread upon the lion and the adder. You know, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. You know, Daniel was cast in the lion's den and the lions couldn't do squat. Okay. And He says that when we call upon Him, He will answer us. And He will be with us in trouble. And He says with long life, He will satisfy us and show us His salvation. So this is a tremendous chapter, and I've often found the humor in this because I used to have problems when I was real young memorizing scripture, and this was one of the scriptures we had to memorize when I was in third grade, and I couldn't memorize it. I was having problems, and the teacher got really mad at me and started beating my arm with a ruler. And so I remember this chapter from a little bit of a different perspective. But it's still one of my favorite chapters, even though I got beat because I couldn't memorize it. Isn't that something? Anyway, I'm going to turn it over to Mark and let him read this chapter for us. And sometimes teachers can be very insensitive. Or the ones of the past, anyway.
He that dwelleth in the secret place, the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, the pestilence that walketh in darkness, for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, adder, the young lion, the dragon, shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall come up, call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Well, that's full of promises for God's people. And so, a friend of mine says he likes to read that chapter every day. You know, and I think that's good. Hope you all have a blessed day today.